It is 26 minutes before 7 o'clock in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for the program Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, as I say good evening to the standing host, Lou the Bajan. How are you doing, Lou?
Man, I'm good. Ollie, how you doing?
I'm cool, my brother. Always good to see you, man.
I'm glad to see you. Good evening, Barbados. I hope you're having a good evening. I will be standing in and hopefully with Sluggy coming in, co-hosting Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme this evening. We have a great show for you planned. I hope you're excited. Wherever you're listening, get comfortable. This next hour is going to be it. You don't want to miss it.
Fantastic, Lou. And give us an idea as to who, well, I gave Barbados a short idea as to who your guest is, but please introduce us.
Yes, this evening we have our guest here, Timon Howard. Some of you, if you went to poetry, you will know him. He is a performing artist and he will be here with us tonight. Timon?
Hey, hey, good evening. Good evening, everyone. Glad to be on air with you today.
Okay. So yes, Timon, we can tell Barbados that we are here to promote Wild Entertainment, where artists are displayed. There's actually a show coming up. I'm actually going to be on the ballot too, but Timon, you can tell the Barbados a little about this show.
Most definitely. So looking forward to an exciting season. Auditions are in play for next month's show, but this first episode is going to be one tributary episode. Each episode is going to be tributary. Yes. This first one is for the late Carolyn Leacock, and it's going to be called...
We just wanted to let them know it's going to be next week, Sunday. That's the 30th. It's going to be at Miami Beach Bar, Miami Beach. So yes, next week, Sunday, June 30th at 6:30 p.m. We're going to have spoken word artists. We have singers. Just come. It's free. You can just come and enjoy the vibes. So yes. So, right. As you were saying,
Carolyn's Corner. So this one is going to be Carolyn's Corner. That's the title, as is a tribute to her. And each month we're going to be doing a tribute to someone else. So the first episode, as Lou said, you know, you have the information there. Come out in your semi-formal wear. Just come enjoy the vibes. Miami Beach Bar is right there as well. So food will be sold there. It's going to be fantastic food, drinks on sale. Come with your chairs, you know, it's on the beach, so come with your chairs to sit. If you intend to stand for the whole time and give everyone a standing ovation, that would be fantastic too. We'd love it.
So gentlemen, I gotta interject just for a minute, quick question, because I'm a newbie. So you said WAD, W, can you spell it for me, please?
WAAD. So as he voiced the abbreviation, where artists are displayed. WAAD, WAD Entertainment.
Can you tell us some more about that, please?
So it is a new organization. The intention of the organization is to bring some eyes and ears to upcoming and emerging artists in Barbados, giving that space for persons to really get that push and then also develop their skills and craft with guidance to go hopefully regionally and internationally as well.
I heard you mention something about auditions. What
most definitely. So the auditions are Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at Miami Beach. Unless otherwise stated, the audition posters will be circulated as well. However, they're run from 10 to 2 p.m. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Yes. Every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at Miami Beach. Contact information if you wish to in advance register for an audition is as follows, and you would message asking for Nikki 831-5876. Again, that is 831-5876, Nikki, and you would register your audition in advance.
Yes, Ollie. So you know how Sluggy likes to do it. If you're coming on the show as an artist, you know we would give you a little piece. So we have asked Timon a little bit later to give a piece. And actually, Ollie, I can give a piece later too.
I want to get some more information if I could, because this is very interesting. Timon and I had a conversation a few minutes before we came on there, and he asked me how I got into this. How did I get on the radio? Yes. As I told Timon back in 2008, I didn't give him the full story, but back in 2008, it was driving, going to work, and I heard on the radio on Starcom, they were advertising for an open audition, anybody who thought about being on the radio. I went to the audition, I was successful, I was called back to a few more auditions, and before you know it, I was offered a job working on the radio. Jude Eastman is the person who trained me how to use the machinery and the equipment. And I was told as I was getting into the industry that, hey man, you're not really going to get a lot of help because nobody's going to want to help you and train you to become as good as them, mm-hmm. so you're going to get their job. But Jude Eastman had no problem at all in showing mm-hmm. me everything that he knew, and I was very comfortable, and that's how we got on the radio. So Timon is interested in becoming a radio announcer too, and I'm going to help him as much as I can to see if he can fulfill his dreams. But Timon, you asked me how I got here. I'm telling you about open audition, mm-hmm. and you are actually doing open auditions. Can yes. anybody come? And what's it, anything? Can anybody come and do anything?
Yes, yes, definitely. I would encourage anyone, if you've been developing your craft, maybe you may have been doing so in secret and you haven't been seeing any opportunities where you can really get out there and kind of express that and show some other persons, get that feedback, get some advice from persons who may have a bit more experience in the arena, you know, to be able to help you push yourself and really elevate the level that you're at. I would definitely say come out for sure. You would get very constructive criticism. Don't take it the wrong way, don't take it as anybody trying to put you down, but you get constructive criticism because it's an iron sharper iron kind of thing. That's how you get better. So persons that know the do, essentially, they will be able to help guide you.
Also, I wanted to add, it's not only for artists that are already performing. This events like this is what we are trying to get for new artists. So if you have never even performed and you like want to take that step onto getting the stage, that's what we're looking to provide, as I say, WAD, where artists are displayed. So don't think that is a situation that you got to come and be some artist that have performed, and you could have never performed before. Say that you like singing, or you're a poet, you're writing something, and you just want to like touch your foot into the dip your foot into the water to see how it is. This is the place for you. So even me, as you know, I was on Beach of the World, but I haven't performed for a while. This will be the first time I actually back on stage performing, because I'm looking to get back out there, show my craft and stuff like that. So as I said, if you're someone that just had the idea of being artsy, what you like singing, or you're a poet that I've been writing something, you know, WAD Entertainment, as you say, you could give them the information again, contact information. This is Nikki, and WAD is spelled WAAD, where artists are displayed. And the contact information is
831-5876. Again, that is 831-5876. Definitely agree with everything Lou said just now. And this is where you get the space, as one of my other mentors, Adrian Green, would say, you got to put the reps in. You know, you can't expect to be an excellent performer when you have had no experience dealing with varying audiences, no experience really standing there before the persons and pouring yourself out and giving of yourself to the audience. So having that experience, that stage experience, these open mics are very good for that. Even as you see Ollie, he had his own experience with the open audition. These kind of things really help to push you further than you may even expect. So I would definitely say come out.
Any age group, guys?
Any age group.
Whoa. Any age
yes,
group.
Yes, yes.
Any kind of art form at all? Anything?
Spoken word.
Singing. Maybe dance. If you want to
dance as well. Even if you're a comedian, come out.
If you're really an actor, you want to come and perform a piece.
Yes. Exactly. Theatricals stuff as well is cool.
Barbados, I really hope you're listening. And I hope if you know somebody, maybe a youngster, they don't even have to be young. Anybody at all. This is the program to be listening to tonight. Mm-hmm. And these are the guys that you want to be listening to and get in contact with, and come and check out this week. And mm-hmm. and you said it's at Miami Beach.
Miami Beach Bar on Miami Beach. Mm-hmm. That'll be June 30th from 6:30 to 12, because we're going to have the show. So here's how the show is going. Right. As you say, we are honoring the late, great Caroline Leacock. So the show is going to be split in two. So the artists, the first half, they're going to be doing the personal piece, so spoken word or singing. They will do like a cover song or like an original song. And then once we have the, we'll go through that, then there'll be like a little competition as where we will be doing pieces to honor the late, great Caroline Leacock. Beautiful. So like the singers might will sing a song of hers, or the artists, like we have to write a piece that we will then perform. It shall be judged. So yes, there's a lot of plans, but for now, June 30th, Miami Beach Bar at 6:30 p.m. to 12. The show not going to go to 12, but right. after the show, we can just lime on the beach, have some fun, food will be on sale, drinks will be on sale. I know, just kick a lime, have a good time.
Well, I definitely intend on coming. I knew Caroline Leacock. I did a play back in the 90s with a gentleman called Ali Sandiford, a very, very talented gentleman who can write some really good stuff. And I met Caroline Leacock, and upon meeting her, she invited me to her home immediately. Oh, wow. And I went to her home and she gave me extra lessons in terms of my acting. And I was so eternally grateful for her for helping me to open up and gain my confidence. So I'll be there next week Sunday, guys.
For sure.
That's for sure. Barbados, I do hope you come out. And auditions are taking place this week.
This week, every week leading up to the show. So every single week, every single month, you will be having the auditions. And it would just be a case where by this month, we're having auditions for next month. Next month, we would have auditions for August and so on and so forth.
So the shows are once a month?
Once a month, sure. Yes, okay, definitely. So at the end of every month, the last Sunday of every month.
Miami Beach.
Yes,
Miami
sir.
Miami Beach and Miami Beach Bar.
This sounds fantastic.
It's looking to be amazing.
14 minutes before 7 o'clock, this is Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme with the host for tonight, Lude Bajan and Mr. Timon Howard, one of the top upcoming poets in Barbados, a gentleman who has a lot of my respect, that's for sure. Gentlemen, we're talking about Oystens and we're talking about the show coming up next week, Sunday, WAAD. Again, just tell us what that means.
Where Artists Are Displayed. What entertainment? WAAD, Where Artists Are Displayed.
And they say 6:30 is the time. We're going to 12 because after the show, we can kick a line. It's the place to be. Food is going to be on sale. Drinks is going to be on sale. Artists is going to be on display. It's the place to be.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you may have a youngster in your house who's displaying some kind of leaning towards some kind of activity where they want to get into poetry, they want to sing, they want to dance. This is a very good opportunity for you to bring them and get some very good advice from some seasoned campaigners. And, of course, to give them more confidence, I'm telling you now, from the time you get on the stage, it opens you completely up and your fear is dissolved. It might come back the next time, and the next time you might get a little nervous, but you can always turn that into adrenaline. But gentlemen, it really sounds really good. And you know this is Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. You know Sluggy. You know Sluggy's gonna put you on the spot. Yes. And ask you to give us a little piece. So who's going to go first?
All right. Okay, Barbados. So
just give us your name.
Again, I'm Lou the Bajan. Yes. And with the piece that I will be giving you, its name is Contradiction. Can't talk. Okay. I am a I think I need some water. Forgive me, Barbados. Forgive me. I hear talking and hosting.
Take your time, my brother. It does happen. You know, you are human, so just take your time. Have a sit. And you want Timon to go first, or you're ready?
Take this one for me, brother. Let me get fit.
Covered. Maybe you've heard this saying before. Some people say, they say, his story repeats itself. But that's only if he stays the same. See, sometimes life hurls its old tricks at me like bricks, bringing up old news like past papers to make me burn with shame. Like my soul is tied to past mistakes, destining me to repeat them. Like my sins are my twin flame, destined to be rekindled. It starts with a spark. Flintstones, it's the Flintstones and sticks with which it tries to break my back. Crick crack, like Bane when he broke the bat. Sharp tones flow from the depth of my inner existence, like unwelcome feedback from a high frequency lead singer's microphone. I'll never forget the act. Excuse the melodrama, but I'll never forget the act. The first scene, that scene when I double back to old habits, entrapped in so much nonsense, just like a small rabbit, but different, distinctively so too, because I knew better. And as they say, if you know better, do better. I will never forget the struggle. Stuck as though crushed amongst the rubble of a demo site. Yet I knew this was not a demonstration. It was my second playthrough. My second time having to make my way through the thick mist. Yet to settle like suspension above a riverbed as I lay my head to sleep. No. To think deeply and deeply for hours on hours, using all my brain power to figure out how to avoid yet another regression, how to remain unwavering and shaken, how to win not one battle but the whole war, how to ensure victory. And as the story goes, finding his way out of a deep depression, he's found his way into the light, constantly witnessing before Elohim. He is constantly crafting his story with intention, paying careful attention to avoid any temptation pitched along the way to cause him to stray into painfully familiar tracks. I'm constantly crafting crafting his story. History. My story.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. T-Mone Howard. I'm going to give you all of his contact information before the show is over. Now it's time for Lou the Bajan.
Yes, forgive me about that, Barbados. I'm ready. I am a contradiction. The algorithm of my existence is a blanket of mathematical tapestry woven together with threads of contradiction. For I'm an artist who paints with words, yet I struggle with communication. That may not have made much sense, so here's my attempt at elaboration. My preferred method of communication is face-to-face, but I find myself living in a world where everything is done through an interface, where society demands you keep up with this digital pace. But it's been a struggle for me to do this, so I find myself out of place. Form complex, my mind is a vortex with a highly advanced cortex that doesn't translate well through text, for I am an anomaly. My mind threads the line between genius and insanity. I do not live within your reality, for I operate within my own galaxy. For my mind is a gift from the divine, and with it, I know it will shine. For I know my place is one among the stars, even if getting there will be as difficult as flying to Mars. But I simply will not settle for less. For within my heart of hearts, I know that I am meant for greatness. And although my desires are full of vanity, my goals are ones to uplift humanity. For I want my name, Lou, the Beijing, to live on for all eternity.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lou, the Beijing.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are talented, man. You guys are talented.
And you may hear a bit more during the evening as it wanes on.
Oh, we definitely would. I'm speaking for all the listeners. We would definitely appreciate another piece from guys for sure. So WAAD, we have auditions tomorrow.
Yes.
At Miami Beach.
No. Tomorrow Sunday. So auditions are Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. 10 to 2, Miami Beach.
10 to 2, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
And the contact once again for that, 831-5876. 831-5876.
That's Nikki. You'll be asking for Nikki from Rawad.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And Ludi Bajan, you've been doing some work with a company by the name of News on the Go.
Yes.
Fill us in with that, my friend, with all that information.
So, News on the Go, you can find it on Instagram, literally News on the Go. Here's the tagline, news by young people for young people. So, it's just quick, sharp bursts of entertainment, usually less than a minute for stories. Then we also do some highlights on the entrepreneurs, like a quick sneak peek. I did some on-camera interview with a lady down at Miami Beach. This was actually a day that I was going to ride. She was selling little drinks and stuff like that. We did a quick interview. So, she's like in school doing her stuff, but like she wanted to do some business on the side. So, she and her significant other, actually they're selling the drinks, natural juices, without sugar and stuff. That tasty one's actually pretty good. So we I'd say News on the Go, which I'm doing freelance content creation and journalism for, is capture some stories, also looking get on camera interviews. So we are just trying to make news a quick digestible, because you know there's so much news all the time, but sometimes you just want a little quick something to get up to date and stuff like that. So there's that. And yeah, and we also try to highlight young people doing good, and not just young people, but specifically young people, because as I say, it's a news site for young people by young people. News on the Go. So yeah, I have been getting my hands dirty in the world of journalism through this, and I've really, really been enjoying it. Honestly, Ollie, I really, really been enjoying it, and I'll be honest with you, I am trying my very best to get to a position to up my workload, my turnaround time to be able to get stories, because this is something that I really enjoy. And also, I really want to show that it got, because one of the things that the owner of it told me is like, sometimes you got young people that may want to get into journalism, but like they didn't went to school for it and stuff like that. So you could just come, You don't even have to be doing, you don't even have to like do everything. It's just me. Say, for example, you just want to capture content, even something like that, you'll be able to get your hands in that. Say you want to get your hands in voiceover work and stuff like that. It's trying to be a place welcoming that the young people that may want to get in that space can get the experience. Because you know, whenever you want to get in any kind of field, this asks you for experience. So this is a way that you'll be able to like get some experience.
Beautiful.
Without having to go the whole 4 years to do the degree or something like that. So yes, it's been fun. As I say, you can find it on Instagram and TikTok, News on the Go.
Can you spell it for us? Just normal News on the Go?
Yeah, News, NEWSONTHEGO, News on the Go.
And this is Instagram and TikTok?
Yes, please. Okay. News for young people by young people.
But obviously, somebody like me who's leaving one decade and going into another shortly. Anybody can check it out, right?
Well, anybody can check it out. It's like the content is for all ages. It just specifically is news by young people for young people, as in, because a lot of the news today is more catered to the older demographic and stuff like that. So it's not that we are excluding people of older ages. It's just our specific audience is young people, but that doesn't mean someone that you that is young, going to be another decade younger,
right,
can't enjoy the content.
And even further than enjoying the content is, I think, almost critical in being able to have a more well-formed view of what the climate of this society is. Because you have the traditional media, you know, radio and the newspapers even, you know, where you may have persons that have been in the news industry for however long. And, you know, they're maybe more midlife and beyond that have been in the space for a little while. And you're now able to have younger persons in the 20s and such pushing the content that they think is important in terms of what's going on in Barbados, in terms of events, in terms of happenings, and their take on it is what's being reflected on News on the Go. So I think that's also important. If you really want to understand where the minds of the young people are and such, check it out. Check
that
it out.
That sounds really interesting. That sounds very interesting, gentlemen. Yes. And I know, Lou, you were here last week and you were very excited. You showed me some stuff on your phone where you were at Kensington Oval. It was last week or the week before?
No, I think what you were talking about, that was when it was open day.
Right, that was a couple of weeks ago.
That was a couple of weeks ago and stuff like that. But I was very excited about what happened at Kensington, because Ollie, I's a cricket fan.
Yeah, but before we get to that, hold on.
Okay.
You showed me some pictures taken not only by other people, but actually new. That some photographs that were in social media and news outlets of the Prime Minister. I believe she was shaking hands with
Sir Garfield.
Sir Gary Sobers. Yeah. And in the background was one person only, and that was you, Lou.
Yes. So what Ollie is talking about, when we had the open day, this was right before the World Cup started, and they had the open day. This was one of my very first assignments with News on the Go, and I was there capturing a video. And at one point, when Sir Garfield came, he was coming out, and then when he greeted the Prime Minister, I was there on like, so he had the stands, and it was on like on the field,
right,
taking a video. And I remember got the video, and I get home, I opened Instagram, and I went and looked. I was scrolling, I see me a Motley post. I say I was there today. I scrolling and then see a picture of her hugging Sir Garfield Sobers, and I was like, wait, that's me in the background. I was like, wow. And then when I read Barbados, because it's really Barbados today, you know, keeping up or whatever stuff, I saw it was a background too, and it's like, this feels like it's almost like a sign, because this is the first time I've gone on an assignment to do journalism, and then I find myself a part of literally the Prime Minister hugging the one of our living legends. And it was like, wow, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, the only other person in the picture was you. And I can tell you, I felt your energy and your excitement since then.
Yes.
And it's just been growing. You seem to be very, very excited about this new role that you ventured into. So I'm very happy for you. Yes, very happy. So tell us more about what's going on with you and what you're excited about, because you've been buzzing the whole evening since last week about what's been going on with cricket. So come on, Lou, tell us, man. I know you're itching.
Listen, Ollie, let me say something. Me personally, I can start with a jot that I had with Ollie a moment before the show. So I was telling Ollie how much I love cricket. And I was like, I can remember back in 2016 when I had that World Cup final. You know, Ollie stopped me and said, you can remember 2016? I can remember games back in the 80s. Barbies, I am 23 years old, 24 in August. I was born in 2000. So when Ollie's telling me about remember games back in the 80s, like, I wasn't even a thought, Ollie. Whoa.
23. How old are you, Timon?
20.
20. Oh, my gentlemen. I'm definitely double both of your ages.
That's for sure. And a little over.
A little bit, yeah, man. And I'm
But you're looking good, man. Man, respect, looking good for the age. I would not even be able to tell.
Respect,
to be
honest. My brother. Well, yeah, I'm definitely leaving the 40s, going into the 50s next week.
Whoa.
So it's going to be, it's interesting, man. But anyway, back to you guys.
Definitely. Yes, as I was telling, even before the World Cup start, I was like resting. When I found out that the finals of the World Cup playing in Barbados, my mind went to, okay, if playing in Barbados, I can only imagine what the energy and atmosphere on the island would be if West Indies was to win it in Barbados. Because it's like, looking at the fact that this is West Indies two-time champions, if they win, they'll be the first team to win it three times, and then also the first team to win it at home and to be in Barbados. I was like, before they played a single match, before it was a practice match, before they announced the team, I was telling everybody, I hope West Indies is going to win. I was a believer. And honestly, Ollie, you know better than me. When you tell a West Indian that West Indies is going to win anything, you know how the response is going to be. But you know what? Back then, people was like, where your proof? And I said, all I'm going by is hope and prayers. I just want it. And then when the practice games start, they beat, obviously, I know it wasn't like the official team or whatever, so, but they beat South Africa 3-0 in the practice game. And then that practice game, Australia, all of them at 257.
She's on, though.
257. When I see that, I said, listen, after I see those four practice games, I say West Indies has what it takes, because by seeing they beat South Africa 3-0, I say, okay, they're good. But seeing they get 257 against Australia, it's like, no matter what score that West Indies go up against, I know they're capable of winning. So I went in, first game with Papua New Guinea, I say, I got hopes high. I watched the game. I have watched all the games. It has been beautiful. But the Papua New Guinea game, honestly, it was... At moments, my heart was a bit breaking, but they win. It should have been more comfortable, but that's okay. Then after the Uganda game, when we whitewashed them, and then the New Zealand game, I want you to know, Ollie, when West Indies was 22-4, I still believe in them. I was watching them all since, and you could, if the sentiment was they wasn't going to win, but you know what? I held hope, and then when Shafrin Rutherford start hitting the ball, Ollie, That really bring in the energy. And honestly, going through that game and then the Afghanistan game, I was like, yes, West Indies has this. But you see the England game, Ollie? That England game, I can't be angry at that England game, because West Indies going into that game was on a 9-game win streak. And it took the defending champions to break that win streak. And it wasn't a game that West Indies just lost easily. It was a competitive game. You see when it was batting and it was licking away the balls, and it was, I can't remember how much it was at the top of my head, but it has a good lot of runs with no wickets lost. I tell myself that West Indies got this. But in the end, England beat us, and it was like, I don't know what happened, but before going into this game, everybody was like, yeah, West Indies got this. But then after the game, I hear so much people complain, man, West Indies out for it, they can't do it. And my head is like, shh, I feel like I'm going up against a wall again. But I never lost hope. But you see that game.
But Louis, you know, it's interesting you say that and you are this way, because are a lot of your friends, I'm asking you this for a reason, I'll get to it. A lot of your friends your age very optimistic and excited about what's going on with West Indies?
I will be frank with you. A lot of people my age, when I ask about cricket, is like, yeah, I used to, or no. It's like, there's not really that much interest in the game in my age group. But again, I could be wrong. My sample size is not indicative of Barbados, so I don't know. But based on the couple people I talked to, and ever since the World Cup started, every person that I get in a conversation with is asking if the cricket fan, and I'm trying to get in conversation. But you will be surprised how much people say they're not even interested, even when it's so, even when World Cup matches playing in Barbados and West Indies actually a competitive side. Like, there's not that much interest, which is crazy to me. I don't know.
And you live in Silver Hill, right, Lou?
Yeah, I live in Silver Hill.
How about tape ball cricket? Is there a lot of tape ball cricket being played in Silver Hill?
Before COVID?
I mean, no. Any, how about no?
No. I say no. I'm saying it was there was a lot of cricket and stuff played before COVID, but you know, COVID, it changed a lot. It changed a lot. So
people still playing sports though in Silver Hill?
Yeah. Well, we got the basketball court, but really it's a netball court. There's mainly netball in it. Sometimes we got some tennis. Some days you just find the boy, like the boys in the neighborhood play a little football or something. So I think, I can't remember recently, they used to play a little cricket on the hard court, but that's rare occasions. Okay. But yeah, it was before COVID, because I even remember a time behind my house, a little pass, I used to play a little cricket or, well, not football. I used to watch the football because I can't play football, but I would still do a little thing with the cricket. But it hasn't been like that ever since, you know.
Yeah, because what you'd find, as I said, I'm going to be 50 next week, Saturday. Mm-hmm. So I would have grown up in Barbados. When I came right in 84, I was 10. Mm-hmm. Tape ball was being played everywhere. Everybody playing tape ball cricket. And in the 80s and the 90s, and I guess in the 70s too, West Indies were on top. So at that time, we were growing up and we were living at a time when West Indies were on top. We saw them go down, gradually decline. So a lot of West Indies fans, I guess my age and a little older, over the years became a little bit despondent towards the West Indies because, you know, you came in on such a high, and then you're not winning. So you feel bad, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm finding now is there's a resurgence of people. Kensington was burst last night, Lou. Kensington was absolutely burst.
Yes.
And there's a resurgence of people who are getting back into cricket and falling in love with the West Indies once again. Of course, there are the diehard supporters who never stop loving and supporting the West Indies. Mm-hmm. But I'm seeing a kind of resurgence coming up. That's why I asked you that question, right?
Yeah. I actually see a lot of that because one of the most common responses, mainly from, as I say, more older folks, is like, West Indies broke my heart too many times.
Right.
It's not that they don't believe in West Indies, it's just like, it's almost like protection mode.
Right. So for you, for somebody who's young, you didn't come up in those times when they were demolishing everybody. So you're now coming up with a team and you're saying, well, hey, let's go. Mm-hmm. And I can see that. I can see exactly where you're coming from. And hopefully West Indies will go from strength to strength. It is 7 minutes after 7 o'clock and we do have another lovely guest in the studio. So before we go further, ma'am, good evening to you.
Good evening.
May I ask your name?
My name is Nicola Griffith. Everybody calls me Nikki.
It's a pleasure to meet you, ma'am. Pleasure. And you are affiliated with these young gentlemen in what way, may I ask?
Okay.
This is actually the promoter, the organizer of what?
This is the brains behind it?
Yes.
Well, yeah, somewhat. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm the brains behind it. Mod Entertainment. We are very new. This is our inaugural year. I don't know what else to say other than I'm passionate about what I'm doing.
Well, these guys have been filling us in on it.
Oh, nice.
So I can ask you a few more questions then since you've been there from the start. How long has it been going
on? This is our first year.
This is your, and in terms of events, this is going to be your first event next week, Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Oh, your first event is coming up.
Yes, sir.
So today, Saturday, approximately how many artists do you have?
Sunday. On Sunday the 30th,
right,
we have, I think, like eight to ten artists because we have had some people who have had other commitments and they had to drop out. But they're still part of the WAD family. We're not going to let go of them.
Right.
We're having, from now until September, we're going to have 5 shows. Mm-hmm. The first half of the show will be the spoken word, music, singing, be displaying the artists. What we're trying to do is trying to look at them holistically as opposed to just being a spoken word artist or just being a singer, about giving interviews, how to answer tricky questions. Like, so basically we're trying to mold them holistically. So the first half of the show is dedicated specifically towards them. What we're going to challenge them to do in the second half of the show, we're going to be honoring past Barbadian entertainment icons who have transitioned onto another realm. This Sunday, we're going to be honoring, well, not this Sunday, the 30th, we're going to be honoring the late, great Carolyn Leacock, who is our First Lady of Song. So we're going to challenge them to take her songs or the spoken word artists to do something geared towards honoring the lovely Carolyn Leacock.
Okay, so are they going to be performing one piece or two pieces in the show?
Well, they're going to be doing two pieces at minimum. That's first half and second half. I suspect one or two people who shall remain nameless might probably do more than one. How we're going to structure the second half of the show, like I said, they're going to take her songs or write something tributing her, because some of her family members will be there. Shout out to the Leacock family. Hi, Heidi. How are you doing? Then we're going to have the lovely Katrina Murray, who goes by the name of Amethyst or Sunshine, to close the show. Uh-huh. So she's going to do songs that I picked. Handpicked.
Wow.
I don't like to micromanage, but since this is my first show, I don't want to say micromanage, but I'm going to be in there.
Understood. I was telling the young man that I met Carolyn many years ago.
Oh, did you?
Yes, ma'am. I did a play, a writer, excellent Barbadian writer by the name of Ali Sandiford.
I've heard of him.
He wrote a play with about 12 to 15 separate pieces.
Nice.
That's where I also met a gentleman by the name of the $2 philosopher, Nala. I met him at that show. And Carolyn, she took me under her wing immediately, invited me to her home, and gave me some extra lessons in terms of the acting and stuff and how to project my voice, etc. So I'm going to be there next week, Sunday. I'm working from 12 until 4 here on Voice of Barbados, but I'll be coming up after. And of course, I must say good evening to her two lovely daughters, Jan and Debbie.
Oh, hi, Jan, Debbie. Hi, Jan. Hi, Debbie. I've met Jan. Don't know Debbie. I actually am very good friends with her niece.
Okay.
A lady by the name of Heidi. That's who I shouted out. But I will say I'm not doing it because Heidi's my friend. I remember as a child, the first time I ever saw Carolyn Leacock was singing Love on a Song on CBC. She had this really wide afro, and, you know, I know she is the first woman in Barbados who made it okay to have a career and have kids and have a family and can still bounce back and go back into your career as a singer. And I think that it is weird to me because a lot of the younger people did not know who Carolyn Leacock was or what she meant to the entertainment industry in Barbados, but we will educate them ever so slightly.
Ollie, I must say about Nikki, almost a little bit to her annoyance, this woman loves music.
Annoyance?
This woman loves music. So say she would be so excited to come and tell me about a song, and she would tell me the song, and it would be nothing. Like, I would don't know the song, and then she'd be like, she got to come and educate me. It's not that I do it on purpose. I'm young. I don't know this music. But she truly does love music, and the more time I spend with her, the more time my music repertoire goes up. So this is, the person behind this is a true lover of the arts. So
thank you.
Understand, it's a first show. You know, whenever you do first thing, this got some tweets or whatever. So, but I want you to know the person behind this has the right heart, and we believe in it. We got some great talent here showcased. I say myself, my partner, Timon Howell, we got some more, and honestly, it's the place to be. As I said, June 30th, Miami Beach Bar on Miami Beach from 6:30 to 12. Not that we're going to 12, we can have the show, and after we can kick a line.
Tribute to Carolyn,
yes, please.
So, Lou, would you mind if I play you a song from Carolyn?
Yes,
here we go.
I was
Carolyn Leacock. Love and a Song. There you go, my friends. Carolyn Leacock.
Yes, sir. That's the lady.
You can see Nikki's partner for the music. I was talking to Lou, he was leaning in, listening to me. I was telling him, he said Howard instead of Howard. And Nikki was.
Yes, apologies, Barbados. It is Timon Howard. I didn't. He after when the song was playing, he had to tell me that I mixed it up. I don't know how. It is Timon Howard.
Yeah, and then Nikki was like, yes, yeah, yep. So, it's up to you, Timon Howard.
All right, yeah. And then Nikki said, listen to the music.
Yeah, for sure.
And so we did. So we did. That was fantastic.
Yep.
It was. It was definitely.
We were well educated now then on Carolyn.
A little bit more. And one thing I was going to say from before the song had started is that I really believe that having these tributes will bring great light to the influence that these great figures had, who they were as individuals and also as artists and as mentors even, and contributors to other artists that are coming up now that have connections to them that we may not even know of. You know, having that exposure to their discography in the covers that are going to be, you know, rendered, and also just exposure to them as a person, some of their characters, some of their work in the other bodies of performance that ensue on the last Sunday of every month. It would be really fantastic, really educational and inspirational too.
You're 20 years old, sir.
I am.
You speak very well.
I appreciate it very well.
He's an old soul.
He is. So, Mama, I want you to tell us some more about your organization, because these youngsters were telling us about it.
Right.
So you were the person who actually came up with the idea?
Yes, sir.
And what made you, what inspired you to come up with this idea?
I think from very, very young, I've always been interested in performing. Whether it was dance or singing, I grew up in church. I think I can still remember my first recitation from church. But I'm passionate about this because I believe that if I had had someone or an organization like this behind me, you would have probably heard about me before you heard about Rihanna. I'm just saying, though, it's passion. It's just passion. I see a lot of talent in Barbados, and a lot of them tend to, for lack of a better term, fall by the wayside for lack of an organization like what I'm trying to build to get behind them. So it's not only about performing and making money and getting gigs. It's about giving back as well. I'm signing at y'all for some volunteer work very shortly.
No problem, Nick.
But the idea of WAD Entertainment, which is WWAD, where artists are displayed, the idea is to, like I said, I don't want to use the word groom because there's a negative connotation to that word. But we're going to we are going to mold them holistically. This is where my friend Glenn Benjamin, shout out to Glenn, comes in, because he is an international recording artist. When I realized, I said to these young people, have you heard of Glenn Benjamin? They'd be like, no. But when they play his song, Issues, I know this song. I saw this on CBC. Oh, anyway, on TV. So, like I said, the idea is just to push them, whether it is being a pharma agent or dress, the way to speak, the way to carry yourself in an interview, how to kind of like be tactful when you get like weird questions, because essentially I dream big. So shout out to my class 4 primary school teacher, Mr. Philip Roach, for teaching me that. So I dream really, really big, and I would essentially like everybody that comes through WAD Entertainment to be an international artist.
Fantastic.
That's what my tentacles in the entertainment industry are not long, but I know people that know people that know people. So it's about essentially networking as well. And I will say that, especially these two young men right here, kind of blew my cool, because I was always interested in spoken word, never got involved. I was more partial to singing.
Right.
But this young man, Juan Lu, there, that piece you did for your audition, like, blew my mind. And it still speaks to me to, like, now, because the era we are living in, we're in the social media era where people are sitting at a table and having dinner, but messaging the person across the table.
Yeah, you got here a little late, but I actually performed that piece. Yeah.
Yes,
late.
You did? Yes. Awesome sauce.
It's 23 minutes after 7. I'm going to give you guys a little extra time today because we're going to have another one of your pieces from each of you. Yeah. But I was saying, I keep saying it, I've said it a few times on the radio, you know. We live less than an hour away from Trinidad, right?
That's true.
And there's so much going on in Trinidad right now with the youth. There's so much. It's actually having an effect here in Barbados. Nobody's talking about it.
Right.
But it's affecting the youth in Barbados. Some of them are throwing up the same gang signs that are being done in Trinidad. The artists who are in Trinidad with this music called Trinibad, it's a new kind of music, right?
Right.
They cannot perform in their neighborhoods. They cannot perform in Trinidad, but they can only perform in Barbados or St. Lucia. You cannot perform in Trinidad because you'll be targeted, and more than likely you'll be killed. So you can only perform outside of your country,
that
right?
That seems counterproductive.
And I've come across these youth like Timon and Lou. Mm-hmm. I didn't meet Timon until I went to a poetry event. Right. And I listened to this guy, you know what I mean? He's a Christian and his faith is so strong.
I'm saying.
It comes out at you at 100 million miles an hour. And he blew me away that evening, right?
Indeed.
So I'm very, very happy, ma'am, that you've teamed up with these two youngsters. You've really done a very good thing. And I'm really looking forward to coming next week, Sunday. Before I keep talking and talking and talking, guys, are you ready to give us another piece?
Most definitely. Right,
this
most
is
definitely.
Timon Howard, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and one thing before I start, it's always important to carry yourself as you would like to portray, as you align yourself and your actions with what it is that you say you represent. Because even I would never have known that you saw me some evening. I don't even know which evening that was that I was performing. But it's always important to carry yourself in alignment with the character that you think you hold. So that's just one thing. That said, also, Nikki,
yes, sir.
You spoke of recitations and church and such. So this one, if we take talking tributary, would be a tribute to that foundation as well.
Amen.
So this is a story. A story of blood, nails, scars, a pale face lifted. From jeering crowd in background, mother and son in four upwards to a distant father. Eyes swollen, seeing nothing but bits of reds and blacks as bits of flesh hang, obstructing vision, still seeking, trying to gaze past the endless chasm separating Eli from the cause of all man's sin melted onto broken flesh. Pouring blood, blameless lamb, second communion to follow the Lord's Supper. First time get a glimpse at the fuller picture of fleshy man's indiscretions, transgressions. Forgive us, Lord, our trespasses, for many times we know exactly what we do as we trespass against you, and may we forgive others as they trespass against us, just as we must, just as you showed us. For in this, God showed his love for us, in that while we were yet sinners, he sent his only son to die for us. You showed us love. That is love, freely given, unforbidden love. Ransom me from shame, now I'm forgiven, and I'm all forgiving all of me to you, because you gave your all for me. Lifted up for all who chose to look and see the glorious Son of God hung up on a tree. From heaven to humble birth, the shameful, cursed death for me. You were buried, then risen with the power in you, ascended to prepare a place, and when you come again, I will bow with every knee and confess with every tongue that you are above all. And forever we shall dwell in your presence as you shall reign with your Father in majesty.
Fire.
Before you go, Lou, I want to speak to the Christian community who's listening right now.
Yeah.
If something hasn't clicked as yet with you about what can possibly be done with youth like Timon, and I'm not too sure what I can say. I can see you on a stage, sir. I can see you on a stage in a huge Christian concert speaking to masses of people. I got a lot of respect for you, Timon. A lot. So big respect to you, my brother. Sorry, Luke. Your turn.
That's okay. It's okay. When a man is honoring God, you take your time. You respect the space.
Indeed.
So Ollie, this one is actually going to be a little preview of the piece, my personal piece. So I can't give you all, but I can give you a little something. So Barbies, this piece, its name is Emotional Refugee.
You owe to order for that, Lou.
No, at least he's teasing them.
I'm telling you, that's quite fine. That's quite fine. I like it.
Yeah, so again, this piece is the piece if you want to come out next week, Sunday, June 30th, Miami Beach Bar at 6 to see. So again, this piece is named Emotional Refugee. I'm scared of emotional intimacy, even though I know is what I need to become a better me. I'm scared to connect with my empathy because I have a long history of people using me. I've learned a lot about psychology. That's because growing up, I could never understand me. That's why I became obsessed with psychology, just so I could better understand me. Understand me? That way I was hoping psychology would help me to see. But all it really did was make me no longer want to be me. Because being me, well, that was just a tragedy. For I realized I was an emotional refugee with nowhere to call home and no one to just accept me. For everyone who accepted me was accepting person was pretending to be. Nobody had no real vision of me. Nobody could see the person I wanted to be. Not even I could accept me because the world made it very clear that I was an anomaly. So I never had anyone who accepted and validated me just for being me. For all the acceptance and validation I got came with conditionality. It required me doing something for persons to feel proud of me. And when I got it, it felt like I was being hit by a tsunami after wandering for miles in the deserts of agony. And although it may have quenched my thirst for empathy, it took me a long time to notice I was drinking a toxic remedy. For that remedy just brought about expectations on me. Expectations that left me unable to see the true beauty that lay hidden inside of me. For the world just wanted to tell me what I was meant to be. For what
no,
I was.
No, don't give them
all. He was getting to such a good part.
I'm saying.
Well, Barbados, if you enjoyed that piece, you got to come out Sunday, June 30th, Miami Beach Bar at 6 p.m. You're going to see that piece. You're going to see all different spoken word artists, singers. It's going to be a vibe. As I say, 6 p.m. is the time. We're going to 12 because after the show, we can kick a line.
And Barbadians, you know, we're always complaining, man, there ain't nothing to do. There ain't nowhere to go. This is somewhere you can take your whole family on a Sunday evening for some wholesome entertainment. And who knows who or which of your children or family members would come and say, you know what? I want to try my hand at this.
I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you the last 5 or 6 minutes to say what you want to say to Barbados. Mm-hmm. Wrap up the show. It's all yours.
You really made sure to feel teased, Ollie.
Indeed.
I know the rest of the piece and I feel teased, Ollie. But I will let Lou speak and
Yes. So again, Barbados, it has been a pleasure. Again, you just got a teaser, a little taste of what is to come.
Man, Lou, I'm gonna stop you. Because we've got a caller, and he wants to have a quick chat. Sir, good evening.
Yeah, hi, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
All is well, thanks. Well, there's a quick one for you for Sluggy and the rest. Mm-hmm. It goes like this. I am Cog, the kingdom of God. You are Lou, who is the Bajan. In this love, we are ourselves because we live in the same gap. Alpha, Beta, Gamma, a 1, 2, 3 rap.
We miss a little.
Continue. This is from Alpha Mill to Silverback to Quicksilver and Slow Roll, just as a royal. Songs and poems are like loyal because Christ is King. I can see him coming back, Carolyn. They say Carolyn Leacock gone. All he says the lessons are songs. She, the legend, is living. Pure and recorded, like heavy metal, not rusted. She is just the beginning, but cog in this log is not done and dusted. This is the last one. Beethoven rhythm and rhyme is a cultural best all year round. Come to the show Sunday at 6:30 at the end of every month for some great and clean bashment. Got to glean and glean the wide out of you in terms of entertainment.
Cog, will you be there next week Sunday, my friend?
My, I can try and see if I could do a thing, but I was trying to get that one in for you very quickly.
Money, it was good.
You just come on and did that beautiful piece and talk, but you won't be there. I was about to tell you, you should be on stage.
Excuse you, auditions are Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 10 until 2.
You know, well, my sorry for that. My schedule changed because I'm going to be a nurse now, right?
Oh.
Yeah, my times are in the evening. I'll have to come after 8 p.m. because my lessons finish after 8.
How about on Saturdays, Cog? How about Saturdays?
So I can't sing. So I have to come after, but I don't want to miss the actual performances. That's the thing. That's what we come for. That's the thing. So we'll see.
Thank you.
All the best. God bless.
Bye-bye. Man, just drop a fire and
just roll.
I'm a dick.
I'm saying. Cog, if you're still listening, like I said, auditions are Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. I'm interested in meeting you, sir. We have 4 more shows to fill.
Nikki, give him your number so he could get to you.
Yes. Number. 831-5876, WhatsApp, call.
Nikki, that's way too fast.
Well, I'm sorry, 831-5876.
Call, you better once call again? Nikki. Again, checking in.
Yeah, for sure. 831-5876. For those of you who are listening, interested in storytelling, stand-up comedy, spoken word, singing. We don't have a platform for dancing yet, but give us a chance. We'll get there. Just give me a holler, and we'll arrange a time for you to come in and do your interview. Your audition, which will be recorded for future references. And yeah, come on out on Sunday, June the 30th for Carolyn's Corner. We have quite a number of exciting things planned.
And before we go to Lou and Timon to wrap up, I'm sure you have some people you want to say good evening to, right?
Oh, yes, for sure. Okay, so let me go. I have to get in my trusty little handheld device here. So we're going to shout out Antonio Ajani, Amethyst, Crow, shout out to Crow, Kaila, Nia, Raquan, Rashinda, Turin, the owner of the bar, Miss Sophia Gordon Sears. I know she's listening, my sister-in-law-ish. And of course, Glenn Benjamin, we want to shout out. Who else? Am I forgetting anybody? Oh, shout out to Radar Sounds. I am sorry, last but by no means least. The grandchildren. Hi, Nikolai, Narit, Jamari, Serenity, and Mikai. Who are now?
And also Reezy from High Res Vision. Yes. He will be our cameraman.
Thank you. Thank you.
Getting the content. So another shout out to him. This has been great show.
It has, but you guys still got to wrap it up. You're not getting away yet, Lou.
Yeah, I got one more shout out. Let me shout out the Melanin Band, which is Buggy Nakente's band that performs at Gill Southern Fry on Friday night. We are scheduled to be there next Friday for our grand rehearsal. So we're going to get these young men in front of the audience, you know, get them out there, get them seen, get them known. I got big plans for y'all. Y'all going to work. work. And yes, of course, shout out my brother who's listening. What's going on, Pighead? I think that is about it. And shout out to my dear friend and backbone. I would not be here, Mr. Jonathan Moore. Thank you so much, sir.
Yes. So, Barbados, this has been Bajan Rhythm.
Before you go, Lou, I think you guys want to say something before you go, because we're going to wrap up now.
Yes, so most definitely.
Just your closing comments from both
Dad,
of you.
Oh, and Wad Dad. Shout out to Wad Dad.
Yes. Appreciate my father as well. Moms, it's true. Bro, they would be listening in as well, and anyone else who tuned in. Really appreciate the support. Come out. Like I said throughout the show, there's various reasons that is a fantastic endeavor, whether it be educating persons on the late artists who had such a great impact on the music industry in Barbados and still having an impact today, even though they're not here physically with us, in a present way. If it's just to expose yourself to new music, or if it is to expose yourself to new artists, you know, that are coming up on the space, really, really, really would like you to come out. And also remember the auditions. I'm gonna say it again, it has been said, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come out. If you think you have your talent and you are really looking to get that feedback, you have the safe testing space of that audition, and then from there you could get any feedback that would help you to then get to the stage.
And the auditions are
at Miami Beach Bar.
Yes. Thank you very much. Good looking out. That's a veteran move right there. I forgot location, man. Direct. Trick to the trade.
Indeed.
Yes, also, I almost forgot. Thank you for having this extra time. Shout out to my mother, who's also listening, and my father all the way in Canada. So, yes. So, is that everything? We could wrap up? Okay, good. So, Barbados, you have been listening to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. I have been your stepping host for today, Lou the Bajan. I want to thank Timon Howard for also being in the studio, Nikki from WAD, and then obviously Oliver Narvel, our producer. You have a great night.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, and I'm going to admit to you something right now. Lou and Tion came in here this evening.
Timon,
came in here this evening, and they did not expect to host the show. They did it just spontaneously. Gentlemen, you did a fantastic job. Kudos to both of you.
Much appreciated, sir. Blessings.
Mm-hmm. All the best. Lou, take care, my brother.
Yes. Oh.
No, go ahead. I'll give you a second. Go ahead. You go ahead.
West Indies, good luck tomorrow.